Once, Brian Lagerberg had a conversation with a manager of a local company about transportation.
And he said, "I make imaging equipment. I'm not in the transportation business." And I talked to him afterwards, and they had just recently put in 1,400 parking spaces. And so you look at that and you think, wow, are you not in the transportation business? You, in effect, are saying to your employees, "I guarantee that I will store your car for at least 8 hours a day, usually for free."
Brian Lagerberg is the director of public transportation for the Washington State Department of Transportation. Back in the 1990s, he took an interesting challenge. That was convince companies they are in the transportation business. Lagerberg told Marcy Silman it's hard to underestimate how many employers' decisions on things like parking affect how we get from point A to point B.
They directly affect about 20 to 30% of the trips every day. My choice on how I get to work is a major part of the purpose that we develop a system for. So we build the capacity for that peak period. And employers affect how I think about my commute choices and my commute options because they provide me solutions. They provide me a parking space. They provide me a bus pass. They provide me a safe place to walk. They provide me a shower. There's lots of different things that they can do, and that affects my decision making.
So it's not even an unconscious prod. It's an actual choice-making offer.
Right. And I've actually had a CEO of a company tell me that he has put CTR, commute trip reduction, in the performance evaluation of each of his direct reports.
Now, you mentioned CTR, commute trip reduction. That is the program that you work on. Can you explain what that is exactly?
Well, there's a state statute that says in areas of the state where we're having traffic congestion problems, if you have major work sites that have 100 employees arriving in the morning between 6 and 9 a.m., the mandate to the employer is that they are to have somebody identified on site to identify options and at least implement one strategy.
I'm talking to Brian Lagerberg, who is the state's director of public transportation, and we're sitting in Seattle. Anybody who has driven through this town at rush hour knows that it's horrible. I mean, it's very rarely smooth sailing. So what kind of real impact has commute trip reduction had on the traffic that we see?
That's an interesting question because it's trying to measure what doesn't exist.
Right.
So in other words, when someone doesn't take a trip, how do you measure that? And so what we've done is every biennium, every other year, we measure employees' commute patterns. And we ask them, how did you get to work last week? And I think in about 2010, we got the idea that we should put those avoided trips back into the Puget Sound Regional Council's model and see what would happen if those trips that didn't happen actually did happen in the context of that model. What would there be an impact? And the delay in the region, so the entire region, would increase by about 9%.
Oh, my.
If you put those trips back in. So the behavior affects the overall system. And where we have delay, it's typically not because we have 50% or 100% too much demand. It's 10%. And so if you can reduce 10%, you can have a pretty significant benefit on the system.
In the best possible world, if everybody lived near where they worked, how would that impact the traffic in this region?
If everybody lived where they worked.
Or near where they worked.
We wouldn't have any.
We'd have none.
Anything like what we have today.
Is that possible?
I think that if you kind of reconceptualize that question, some people live near where they work by teleworking. And so they kind of change that idea that I have to move myself to get to that workspace in order to do work. But I think it's possible. In fact, I've worked with entrepreneurs who have been working with companies identifying ways that they can, if they have multiple sites, locate their employees in the site that's closest to where they work. And so, again, the employer has a role within that.
So if I were to ask you, what would be your dream for an employer to offer, what would it be in terms of commutes?
I guess it would be first to have located where their employees are, where they anticipate their workforce will come from. I think it'll be flexible, recognizing not just there's different people at the work site, but also we change over time. While I may have wanted to run to work when I was 20, when I'm 65, I'm probably not running to work. it's the flexibility that's really critical, recognizing the different needs now, but also recognizing the changing needs over time.
That's Brian Lagerberg, Director of Public Transportation Division at the Washington State Department of Transportation. He was speaking with KUOW's Marcy Silman.